Yo. Yo, what up, bro? Y'all stand for OT? Yeah. Nah, get that bread, bro. Y'all gotta stay for OT.
Listen up, workers. Overtime is mandatory this weekend. No excuses.
You got to understand the wisdom. You know, we were saying on the phone earlier, never let desperation change your destination. Never let temptation change your destination. Never let frustration change your destination. These are the three demons or spirits that the devil makes visit you before you get to the blessing.
You're... I'm still a DJ at the end of the day now. Don't get it twisted. Hey, hey. Work been what? Hey, what up? What up? Ma. Hey, hey. Hold on, cause them things ain't happy. And them happy ain't hating. Come on, y'all. Back when the word lituation was introduced to the lexicon. What's happening, y'all? What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Mandatory Overtime, another episode of Mandatory Overtime. I'm your main man, DJ Highstar, here in the place to be. You know what I mean? The aim here at Mandatory Overtime is for us to recalibrate how we define manhood in our community. And that's with one conversation at a time. Appreciate y'all joining me. It's an audio journal of an 80s baby. And a social experiment in consistency. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here listening to me. And for that, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. You know, don't confuse this with the manosphere. It's just a place where the man is fair. So pull up a chair, like, comment, subscribe, share, and make some noise. Because your man is here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Live from Charlotte, America. 7:04 stand up. Y'all know what time it is. And also, they say I got a Russian sound engineer.
Bang, bang, bang. Shit like that, shit like that, shit like that.
And a check, 1, 2. A check, 1, 2. Hey, wait, hey, wait. A check, 1, 2. What's going on, y'all? Listen, this is going to probably more than likely be our final episode of the year. So I just want to first give my gratitude and let y'all know how much I appreciate everybody, all of the listeners, all the feedback, all of the engagement, the encouragement throughout the year and stuff with us getting started on this journey. It's just the beginning, of course. And listen, my main thing, my main goal right now is for us to stay consistent. That's all. And that consistency is tested most in the weeks that, you know, you don't have nothing to talk about or whatnot, or you can't think of, you know, what you're going to say. But, you know, thank God for a platform. Thank God for the community, of course. So, I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Also appreciate and thank God for wisdom. You know what I'm talking about? So, what y'all heard to start off right after the intro, that was the brother Smart. That's what he goes by. He's from Harlem, but his name is Smart, and he was on Math High for show. That was him on Math High for dropping some jewels. Appreciate the brother and his wisdom that he always gives. Again, I wanted to do some revisions from last week. I know we kind of went over all of the tenets of Kwanzaa last week all in once, so I'm hoping that everybody was able to catch that. But at the end of the show last week, I played a chant song. The song itself is actually called God Bless Them, or God Bless Them All. That's the track name. And then the EP's name is Secret Santa. So I did want to correct that real quick. I did want us to make sure we had that correct before I move forward. And I don't know if we should build some wisdom. Well, yeah, I think we should build wisdom first before I let y'all know what's going on out there at the job, because it's a little bit wild. So Come here, to the Built in Wisdom segment.
What's today's mathematics?
Hey, yo, no disrespect, but we ain't in all of that, son.
Build, destroy. The build is to elevate the mentalities of self and those around self. To add positive energy to every nation. To build, you must first start from the root, which is the knowledge foundation, and add on to the highest peak. To destroy is to eliminate and destroy any and all negativity that enters my cipher of supreme harmony.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Come on, son.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you're going to dig this.
All right, so this week we have a couple of pieces of wisdom that I wanted to share. The first actually comes straight from my father. I spoke with him a little bit earlier while I'm on the phone with him. We just talking and stuff, and he dropped some nuggets casually. Didn't realize that he did, probably, but he says some people's mission is to disrupt your peace. And listen, or whichever one you want to go with. But yeah, that was deep. That was deep. I also wanted to share some wisdom with y'all for this will be appropriate for the show here today. Before something great happens, everything falls apart. That's one. It's tough. And you are the sum total of everything you've ever seen, heard, eaten, smelled, been told, forgot. It's all there. Everything influences each of us. And because of that, I try to make sure that my experiences are positive. That's from Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou. Okay. Deep words right there from our sister Maya Angelou. Let's see here. Go ahead and move forward. All right. And then also wanted to revisit one from Fat Boy from last week. Because again, it's appropriate for today's show. Everything is unfolding perfectly, even when it looks messy. It's tough right there. So again, just wanted to go ahead and read those as far as our building wisdom for the week. And wanted to take this moment to step into the break room real quick. Wanted to go over a couple of things. Let's just start off with the random thing heard at work this week, because I don't know what shorty was thinking, but it was a shorty out there. I was doing overtime, so she's not even on my shift, y'all, right? And she stops me and she said, "Hey, can you do me a favor?" And I'm just thinking nothing of it. Yeah, it was good. And she said, "Can you badge me out?" Wait, excuse me. Like, could you badge me out? Nigga. You mean badge me out and lose my job? No, sweetheart, no, I can't do that. So that was the first thing this week. Random things heard at work. Also, before we get to our emails, because we have a couple emails this week, wanted to say a couple of random thoughts that I was thinking about at work. Let's see here. Lala, meaning Lala Anthony, okay, is Keisha in every role that she plays, as far as like, especially every Stars role that she plays on. She's Keisha. That's her name for some reason. Always Keisha. Let's see here. I really think that I work with streetwalkers. It's just a random thought. Again, just taking it back to the essence of the random thoughts. The challenge, the play culture, and the flopping culture. I'm tired of it, y'all. It's trash. It's trash. All right. So those is our couple random thoughts for the week. All right. It's perfect. I think it's time for us to move forward on some emails for the week. So salute to everybody. Before we get into the emails, I wanted to remind everybody, in order to email the show, feel free to email us at mandatoryot704@gmail.com. Again, it's mandatoryot704@gmail.com. Let your voice be heard, or you could give us a call at 704-781-7011, 704-781-7011, and we'll make sure that you get your voice note or your voicemail played and everything like that, okay? All right, so let's go ahead and start off with our first email here. It looks like it is from one of our loyal listeners here. First email reads, "Happy New Year, Mandatory OT fam, and make 2026 one to remember. I have a few things to say, so here we go. We have to start back using real words for serious situations. SA is a social medially acceptable, but it is a form of censorship and downplays how serious the situation is. People on TikTok have made certain words to not be deleted off of social media, which again is a form of censorship by the government. I agree. It's also a form of desensitization. Sexual assault, not SA. Pedophile, not PDF file. Killed, not unalived. I'm all with you on that one, R.A.B. I'm with you on that. Now, also, I want to add one in there. It's rape, not graped. Okay, grape is a fruit. You know, let's not get that confused. Anyways, so killed, not unalived. All right. She goes on to say, shout out to the Knicks because Jordan Woods is now engaged to Karl Anthony Towns. Thank you for letting us know who was on the Cavaliers by their lady. Shout out to Coco Jones. The women appreciate it. We know ball for real. LOL. 101. And then this next part here, she says, let's see if I can get that ready. What she says. All right, this is special. Love a black woman from infinity to infinity. Fuck Nicki Minaj. Oh, okay. So that was the next part of her letter. Says, you know, Nicki Minaj. So she's officially Nicki Minaj. Remy Ma voice. So Nicki Minaj. And we walk around the metal detectors as we continue to live in our purposes. Remember, if you're the only person being blessed with your purpose, that is pride, not purpose. Lastly, shameless plug, contact Ari's Intel AI for all your writing needs, academic, administrative, or advertising via flyers. We do it all. Okay? Bye. R.E.B. Shout out to you, R.A.B. Shout out. As you stated, though, perfect or great points that you made with regards to how we're being censored slowly but surely. Like, I have arguments all the time with my friends about America being the home of the free and the land of the brave, or, you know, the same old America that we grew up with as far as First Amendment rights and freedom of speech and freedom to assemble and things like that. And that's being challenged every day. So little things like that are small microaggressive ways for us to condition ourselves to not say what these things are, and then also to desensitize ourselves to those things. So I certainly agree. Sexual assault is not SA. Pedophile, we should say, not PDF file. And then killed, not unalived, or whatever. I can't even look at Adobe the same anymore, to be frank. So I definitely understand. And yeah, definitely congrats and shout out to you with your the writing company. Y'all make sure that y'all contact her, Aries Intel, for all of your writing needs. Yeah, let's see here. Very deep, profound statement, though. As we continue to live in our purpose, remember, if you're the only person being blessed with your purpose, that is pride, not purpose. Strong. That's tough. All right. Thank you again, R.A.B., for the email. All right. So the next email we have here is from my boy, B-Easy. B-Easy reads, what's up, my boy? I was listening to the latest episode and Nipsey Hussle was mentioned, and how you or the caller mentioned being influenced by him mentioning a book. Another book that influenced Nipsey was Contagious, Why Things Catch On. It influenced him to charge $100 for the mixtape Crenshaw. That email / call also led me to send in what I've been reading lately and a recommendation for everyone. Since I'm in the new car sales business, I'm reading a book called Never Split the Difference. I did a recap show about the series Snowfall, and there's a book about the real life events called Dark Alliance. And for my recommendation, a book by Michael Harriott, a Hartsville, South Carolina native, called Black AF History. So black is, you know, black is history. That's it. That's all. Keep up the good work, my boy. That's my dog right now. And actually, you actually made the show a little bit later. You'll see. But I appreciate that, man. Appreciate the email. I really was encouraged by Fat Boy's email last week when he did recommend a superior ways. What is it? Superior Way of the Man or Superior Ways of Man? Anyways, the Ways of the Superior Man. So I appreciate that from you, Be Easy, recommending the books. You know, we encourage that all day over here. And then, you know, certain books, like, again, the one that you're reading with regards to sales, Never Split the Difference. I'd be interested in looking at that and reading that. Also, the Dark Alliance one seems very interesting. But the local one from the local Hartsville, South CAC native, I'm definitely got to look that up and support that. Black history. So shout out to you again, brother. Thank you again for the email. With books, do y'all prefer audio books or do y'all like reading the, you know, softback or paperback or hardcover? I like the physical book itself. To me, things like books and records or CDs or cassette tapes, throughout time, they grow, I ain't gonna say personality, but the dust and the things that settle into those things, the stuff that makes the pages in the book yellow and everything like that, all of that's a part of that book story or a part of the energy that's carried with the book. So you could, it feels like you could feel that with certain, you know, modes of entertainment, whether it's books or different ways to play music like records and tapes and CDs and stuff like that. It's 45s. So again, appreciate your email once more. If y'all would like to email the show, it's at mandatoryot704@gmail.com. mandatoryot704@gmail.com. And then you can also give us a call, 704-781-7011. That's 704-781-7011. And let your voice be heard, rather. You know, let us know what you're reading recently and what you got going on. Let us know about your endeavors, you know, your passion projects, your new businesses that you're starting and everything like that. Let us know. You know, speaking of, though, we got the new year coming up. It's right around the corner. And I heard, you know, a lot of my favorite shows and content creators, they always do a year recap, a year end recap and things like that. So I wanted to do my best to do the same. Do it a little bit differently here, though, of course, here at Mandatory Overtime. So I wanted to do mine in allegorical form, if you will. It's an allegory. Shout out to Royster 5'9". But this is an allegory, if you will. And I'd like y'all to take this journey with me. And I wanted to start the journey with the preface of those things that we talked about in Building Wisdom, right? Kind of everything is working out for my good. And I'm just a sum, like where I am today is just a sum of all of everything that I've seen, heard, eaten, smelled, been told, forgot. It's all there, right? Everything influences each of us. So I just, that's what I think about whenever I think about the allegory and everything like that. But again, before doing that, definitely just, you know, again, want to share my gratitude with the community as a whole. I really, really appreciate y'all. And, you know, let's continue to build. Let's continue to build for 2026, bigger and better things. Let's remain consistent at these goals and continue to knock them out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And let's, you know, let's continue to work hard. Y'all know what time it is here at Mandatory Overtime, man. I already know. All right. So let me go ahead and start this allegory off. Is the allegory, I'm going to set the, I got to set it for y'all, but it's set in the October of 2024. All right. And we're going to start off with an email from October 2024. Here we go. Hi, Jerome. I'm acknowledging receipt of your signed severance agreement. I've confirmed with our tech team that they've received your equipment, so your severance payment is now being processed and you should expect to receive it within 30 days. I've also reached out to our outplacement vendor and provided them with your contact information. So you should be hearing from them shortly regarding the outplacement services. Kind regards. So there I was, y'all. Laid off, fired, some would say. You know, up to that point, I felt like I lost everything. My life, personally, professionally, scholastically, if you will. You know, all of that. So I had to start thugging it out with the unemployment life. Don't get me wrong, I had my moving services company. But that was only, you know, moving as much as it could in the slow season. DJing, that was going to do what it could, but nothing was sustaining. The first time, you know, in a long time, I was questioning myself. So I was drawing unemployment, too ashamed to tell anybody about my situation and circumstances, and unemployment started to run out, y'all. So started to applying to different jobs and everything like that, not hearing back from anyone. And I'm telling you, that will humble you. That'll take a hit to your ego and your hubris, you know, your pride or your manhood when them applications ain't hitting back after you done put in the work. So my boy Sock, my brother, he let me know about the job opportunity out there with him. And I humbled myself, applied, and right away they accepted, you know, your boy. I got hired right away. So that was the first red flag. I knew what I was about to get into, you know. So I had to prep myself and all my loved ones for the change that was about to happen. It was almost like getting ready to go to prison, y'all. Like, because I knew what type of vibe, what type of energy it was going to be overnight. Going back to the graveyard shift that they, you know, words is powerful. So people say the graveyard shift, there ain't no good connotations from that. So started out the job, and guess what? Joint was more miserable than I could have predicted, y'all. Everything that I thought it would be as far as being miserable, it was that and more. Late hours, long hours, forcing us to stay late. In orientation, it was like, you know, 12-hour shifts. We're going to do 12-hour shifts up to 7 days. Whatever the business needs, whatever the business requires, whatever the business requires. And it's like, all right. But I was the only one to really ask them, like, yo, I mean, is that legal, what y'all about to do? And it's whatever the business requires. So I was in a situation where I needed the gig, yo. I thugged it out. Boom, 12-hour shifts. 6 day week. I had kind of made my schedule around that time, but just persevered through that, man. A lot of bad energy out there, bad vibes out there at the job. And I had to persevere through that as well. You know, you go and tell people like, hey, how you doing? Good morning. And they just looking at you with a scowl on their face, not even responding. Like, you questioning yourself, like, good morning. I said good morning. And like, but you know, you gotta chalk that up to, I guess, people got their own thing going on or whatever the case may be. I don't know. So I had to thug it out. Felt ostracized from the group that got hired on to it. Like, they had a whole group chat without me and shit. And I'm like, that shit's weird, but all right, whatever, you know. And a couple of the women out there, they, I don't know, just the energies was off, the vibes is off. Like, they just hated me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But, you know, when we vibrate high, a lot of times that refracts our negative energy in people. But nevertheless, I digress, y'all. I digress. So, you know, I had arguments with coworkers. A lot of personal issues out there at the job. And I'm still like questioning myself, what the man, why am I even here? This little, oh my gosh, I got my own moving services company, I DJ, why am I sticking with this? So just staying with it, got into it with a clerk out there. She's a senior, older woman. At the time, my grandmother, she was sick. It was right before she passed. And they were just giving me a lot of attitude out there, not even knowing what I was going through. So, I had enough and I snapped out there. But through that moment after that, I had to pray for clarity on my purpose, pray for direction, and pray for navigation and where I was going and where I am going and stuff like that. And I don't know, I always get to writing. The rapper spirit in me always gets to writing and stuff. And that's where the term mandatory overtime, that's where that was born. Just one of my guys that work with me, he lost his brother last year, I want to say, and he's in media. He had moved out to Charlotte from Atlanta, and we would always talk out there at the job. And I was telling him, I'm about to get back into this space. I already have a bunch of podcasts and stuff under my belt that I've done in the past, and then radio shows as well. So I thought it was a no-brainer for me to just thug it out and do my own thing. And so I just had to come up with a name. What would encompass it? And that's when the name came to me. I'm like, oh, I'm out here at this job I don't want to be at anyways. They telling us we gotta be out here. It's mandatory. So mandatory overtime was born. That's the idea, right? It was birthed. I can't let this thing die. That's what I was thinking to myself. That's the only thing I was thinking. God done planted this seed. You cannot let this die. So along the lines, whenever I receive word from God and stuff like that, for whatever reason, even though I shouldn't, I look for different confirmations out there. So there's different confirmations that came up that I should just be starting up this podcast. And the main one that came up was my brother B Easy from the DJ Blaze radio show podcast. And also he's one of the, three co-owners of Crux Media. He hit my line up and told me, yo, I'm coming out to Charlotte. I think it was last minute. He was like, yo, I'm in Charlotte. I was trying to go to this spot and it's not open and everything. So we end up linking. I linked up with him, took lunch, and I went ahead and shared with him. I said, because I told myself leading up to it, if I share with anyone, I got to go ahead and commit. So especially this dude, he over the media group that I did Carolina Sports Talk, and I do Carolina Sports Talk with. So this is the direct plug or the resource. Granted, there's different platforms and stuff that you could do your own thing, but the Crux family, it was just that ever since I've been with them through Carolina Sports Talk. It's been a family. So having that opportunity to join them, it was a no-brainer. But meeting up would be easy. I knew if I spoke with him, I had to be serious on my dean, if you will. And that's exactly what I did. We took lunch, and I let him know my plans. I went ahead and got a game plan together and had to get, get in the booth, if you will. Or that was a whole situation in itself. I was waiting for equipment. My big bro, Big Cliff, he blessed me with his board, and I already had a microphone and stuff. So I didn't really have no excuse to give myself. I could produce excuses and continue to procrastinate and be a procrastinating perfectionist, but I knew I had to go. The last confirmation that I got was when my brother Keith had passed. I think I may have started the show prior to him passing, but it just seemed like when that happened, that was further confirmation that I was doing the right thing. I think it was on the second or the, it was probably one of the third shows, one of the Chance reviews that I showed respect and gave love to my brother. But no, as a matter of fact, he had passed already. And that was just more motivation for me to go ahead and get mandatory overtime started. So got the equipment from Big Cliff and we pressed record.
DJ High Star. Shout out to High Star, man.
High Star been on vacation, baby.
High Star been doing his own show.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Mandatory Overtime. Real good show. High Star, he put a lot of work into that show, boy.
Hold on, let me put it on the radar.
He show good, man. Okay. He do good work. High Star smart as fuck, too.
Yeah.
He says, you're what up, fam?
What's happening? Welcome. In the words of Bilba. Welcome to Mandatory Overtime, y'all. I'm your main man, DJ High Star. It's actually the first episode. Got some pseudo intellectuals out there that would call it the inaugural episode. It's the first annual episode. None of that. This is just the first episode of Mandatory Overtime. I appreciate y'all being here. It's really a social experiment in consistency. You know what I mean? Y'all could have been anywhere in the world. To keep that all in your head. Now, the more and more I go over these random thoughts, the more petty that I realize that I am, and I personally need help. However, even though I am a habitual nigga spitter, like, I want us to apologize or what? Like, you want us to apologize? And it's just an illustration kind of where we at in today's distracted dystopia, y'all. It's a distracted dystopia that we live in, and people have deflective disagreements, if you will. Stay with me now. Hold on. To people like Janelle Monáe. I'll never forget when Janelle Monáe first came out, she was wearing suits and stuff and said, yeah, she wears suits when she performs because her parents was blue collar and working hard, working, you know. Then she got the tetas out, man.
Is that Chris McKean?
I got it written down here. David Banner sized niggas dancing and getting light. Yeah, we gotta holler at y'all real quick. Listen, if we know that you can dance, okay, you don't have to dance to the point of perspiration, is what I'm saying, everywhere that you're at, okay? You got to let some of that that Dior or that Baccarat, the Divine Number 9, whatever you have, you got to let some of that live on your body so that that fragrance can work for itself. You know, don't sweat it all out and now your natural pheromones or whatnot and scents. Come on, brother. You know, and I'm talking about the brothers that are not too, they're not big, but they're not small. They're not skinny or lean or anything like that. These is, you know, the big boned brothers. And they, like, you know, this is Millie rocking heavy. Like I said, getting light, the John O clap, all of that stuff. Yeah, leave that to some of the leaner fellas. All right. Let's stop getting light. Let's get lightweight. All right. I'm gonna just leave it at that. I'll Google it whenever I stop recording today, but that's that. Come on, y'all. What are we talking about? Passion fruit. You gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta be kidding me. Some passion fruit, man. Nah, I'm sorry for the little baby rant, but nevertheless, we'll keep it moving and continue to work this. By the way, with these random thoughts for this week, the first one, I hate niggas that read out loud. All right, there it is. So what do I mean by that? I'm talking about if you are out and about with your peoples, or, and first thing I want to say is the older folks get a pass, okay? Our elders, they get amnesty, they get some grace with me with that. But if you are my age or younger and we driving somewhere and every advertisement and billboard, you crack a barrel 4.5 mile south of the border, next 41 mile Chick-fil-A has honey sriracha. Yo, keep it down over there, my boy. In this world, there are problems and there are solutions. We can choose one, right? Some people choose to seek out all of the solutions for every problem. Some are programmed to seek out all of the problems for every solution. Some niggas will have everything figured out and then find a new problem for a solution. You done figured out how you can get something done, created a strategy for it, and here come a pessimistic Paulie, and he's gonna figure out a whole nother problem or issue of why this can't be done. Nigga, get your ass to the sideline, please. That's the last thing that I want to do. Let me see here, man, because...
Let me work! Please, let me work!
No, let you work. See, you're the performer in this situation, okay? It's the same situation in all your Walmarts, Food Lions, Harris Teeters with the self-checkout. I don't want to have to do this work. What are you here for, then? I want to ask, and I just hate that. You're asking people to cheer. I saw... So, I got it. Okay. rappers luxury drilling? Because it's a damn shame, okay? When did rappers start luxury drilling? Spinning in foreigns. Shooting in designer. It's ridiculous. So I have a couple examples written down, like K-Flock, Lucci, Young Thug, Lil Durk. All these gentlemen. K-Flock is on camera. To you, because you're coming up. No, be presentable, be professional. Take your grill out. If you only had your grill in for a week or 2 weeks, take that grill out before you go to an interview. We don't want to hear you getting adjusted. Yeah, so I grew up about 10 years down south for your job for my family mover to Texas. Like, we're not trying to hear all that. Take your grill out. You want to sound audible. You want to sound clear, all right? Sober. I hate when niggas that's around you that can sing and they got to let you know that they can sing. I'm talking about the fellas, like, you know, like, we're doing that during casual, if we hooping or working out or niggas is playing a video game. You don't got to break out into no Brian McKnight or nothing like that, my boy. Okay? Carl Thomas, we ain't trying to hear your rendition of Let It Snow whenever niggas is, you know what I'm saying, on a move somewhere or kicking it and watching a football game. Save that shit for the kickback with the girls and all of that. Okay? I'm tired. And which compelled me to write this down, y'all. But it's just grinds my gears. I got to get this off my chest because it pisses me off. But it's when somebody starts talking, when you interacting with somebody that's not from your heritage or your culture, and from a different culture or whatnot, and that person, and you start talking in their accent, thinking that they'll understand your English a little bit better. So, like, and again, this is me reflecting because I do it all the time. But, you know, we was on the cruise. I'm like, yes, you like it. Like, that's damn near disrespectful. That's insulting to these people. And it's like, I have to realize that in real time. You know, speaking with whoever. And it's like, yes, my name, Jerome. My name is Jerome. Hey, how are you? Yeah. Can I have a steak? How you say a steak? And take that monkey off. You're embarrassing us. All right, shout out to Pimp C. But I was wilding with regards to that. And that, again, that made me, you know, you be down here, you go into the gas station. Hello, my friend. How are you doing? I'm just joking on that. That was a little too far. I took that one a little too far.
Sorry. Frank the car, she said, you my angel. I say, speak nothing of this, you know?
Yeah. Big dog. Yeah. Breadwinner. Huh? Breadwinner. Yeah. Big dog. Big step. And that's how I was coming. Big dog. You heard me? I'm okay. You heard me? Yeah. Big. Yeah. Breadwinner. Provider. Yeah. I was in there. I had to, you know what I mean? I had to do my little 1-2, and then I got that, you know. Alhamdulillah, inshallah.
There wasn't enough seats available. So I hear this randomly, but
which one of y'all young ladies want to sit on Unc lap?
Love and let everyone that's going through Thanksgiving without a loved one, significant loved one, let y'all know that we're thinking about y'all. Thinking about y'all, y'all. Trying to stay strong, but I definitely miss my grandmother. Definitely. It's August, well, really July, like around my birthday, so that we lost her. So this is our first holiday without her. It's tough. My cousin Cynthia as well. Rest in peace to my cousin Cynthia. Rest in peace to my brother Keith Wirtz. I'll go ahead and say it now. So, you know, last week it got a little emotional, and it's not the first time. If y'all are aware, it's not the first time that I've kind of gotten vulnerable in front of the audience and everything. So I've come up with a solution. And because there's a lot of dead air whenever I mute that, and I try to get myself together and gather my thoughts so that I can come back and start recording again. So I've come up with a solution. If I feel things getting overwhelming or I start to get emotional, we won't go with dead air any longer, but I'll go with this, all right? I'm gonna take my boy from Philly. Damn, I'm trying to remember boy name, but he be like, it don't take nothing to show some love, nigga. It don't take nothing to show a nigga some love. Nigga.
Show love, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing.
But listen,
to show a nigga.
If you made it all the way through to this part of the podcast, I appreciate you. It wasn't my goal necessarily to be entertaining today. I did want to, like I said, kind of check the flow and the cadence of how this episode would go, but also inform everybody on what we're going to be doing moving forward with building up this community here at Mandatory Overtime. So I can't say that I appreciate y'all enough, man. Remember here at Mandatory Overtime, this is a safe space. So don't confuse it with the manosphere, just a place where the man is fair. So like, subscribe and share, pull up a chair and make some noise because your man is here. All right. So again, I appreciate. Thank you. I want to say it straight from the heart. That's a prayer with faith that's in God, and straight from the heart. May the ego and the hubris never break us apart. And from one brother to another, if nobody ever told you, I love you. All right, y'all have a good one. Pete, be easy.
Bang, bang, bang.
Shit like that, shit like that, shit.
We came a long way, y'all. Yep, we came a long way. A long way, man. Appreciate everybody getting along the ride. Hope y'all enjoyed that. That was just, again, just a sample size, kind of a capsule, if you will, to recap some of our year here at the community and some of the good times that we've had. So I definitely, once again, appreciate y'all for that. Wanted to go over a couple of things before we got up out of here, before we did any brotherly love or anything like that. Let's kind of get to this little sports segment because I got to get back in the mood. If y'all haven't heard, Carolina Sports Talk is supposed to be coming back. So got to get back in the mood. Do want to give y'all an update. The Knicks, they won, okay? Carolina Panthers, and it doesn't matter when y'all listening to this. The Knicks won, just know that. The Carolina Panthers, they're still number one, okay? They're still number one in the division. The play for the division next week against Tampa Bay on Saturday will be a huge game. So, you know, bring your hard hats, Carolina Panthers. Keep pounding. Y'all already know what time it is. Okay. Let's go ahead and I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. Y'all are now listening. To the 2025 Fantasy Football League champion of the Bennett 2 League. You know what I'm talking about? I went ahead and came home with the victory in my fantasy football league, y'all. Again, it's all for bragging rights. There's children in that league, so we don't gamble in there. When I say children, you know, I'm talking about teenagers and stuff like that. So we don't, it's all in-house. It's all family and friends, close friends and stuff. So we definitely came away with that W. You know what I'm talking about? Let me go through this recap real quick for y'all. Bishop Sicko Mode, the one and only. Appreciate you. Bishop Sicko Mode snatches one from Sweet Carolina, wins league championship. Bishop Sicko Mode put up the second highest score this week and erased a 5.34 point deficit on Sunday night. Wasn't worried about that. Defeating Sweet Carolina 131.42 to 119.86. The matchup saw four lead changes, with the largest lead being the final margin. 131-119. Sweet Carolina was led by Chris Olave with 25.9 points. And Wandale Robinson, I wanted to go ahead and clear that up because I just said Robinson last week. I didn't say his full name, but Wandale Robinson, he scored 22.3 points, had 113 receiving yards. All right, Chris Olave had 119 receiving yards with a tutty. Let's see here. Gibbs had plenty of opportunity. Jahmyr Gibbs for Sweet Carolina, but could only manage 64 yards on 19 touches. All right. 7 points or something like that. It's one slot where Sweet Carolina really made a painful call as running back. It's RJ Harvey. Could have started in place of Jahmyr Gibbs. That point difference could have really changed the outcome. But anyways, I'm digressing, y'all. I'm digressing. Let me tell you. The playoff studs. Here we go. Michael Wilson showed up. Trevor Lawrence showed up. Of course, it was Trevor Lawrence. Between Trevor Lawrence and Christian McCaffrey, they're my two MVPs, y'all. Let's see here. Tucker Sycamore wrapped up the regular season in first place with a record of 12-2, with a scoring average of 118.13. They also placed third in the league in that metric. They played in a pair of previous postseason games this year on a voyage to the championship. In the last game, we defeated the person I played, her husband, beat the whole family, beat the household. You know what I'm talking about? Nah, but yeah, so it's going over my reviews. Let's see here. Ramondre, the biggest pickup this week that I made, Ramondre Stevenson, shout out to you, my brother. Got me 27.2 points. I appreciate you. And yeah, man. Salute. Shout out to Bishop Sicko Mode. And like I said, Christian McCaffrey, probably the MVP for my team. 23 carries, 140 yards, and a tutty. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence, of course, did his thing as well. See, Michael Wilson, yeah. So, salute to my fantasy team, my fantasy lineup. Y'all know what time it is, man. Y'all see what time it is, man. Y'all know what time it is, man. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and move forward real quick. Okay, I know that there's emails that we send all the time, that y'all send in all the time. But I actually wanted to do an exercise here in for 2026. And I encourage y'all and invite y'all to join in on the exercise with me as well. So actually, I'm going to write. Again, we consider this an audio journal of an 80s baby. So I do want to write my future self a letter or a note to self for the December 2026 DJ High Star. You know what I'm talking about? For the DJ High Star a year from now. So, all right. So let's see here.
I know you're going to dig this.
All right. Dear future self, I want to start off by saying I love you and I'm proud of you. The things that you have or have not accomplished are all a sum of your hard work and consistency throughout the year. I'm confident that you've grown, and I implore you to remain humble and remember, stay true to yourself, remain fearless, and continue to speak truth to power. Your biggest competition is not anyone that you've met this past year. It's not anyone that you've known the past 5 or 10 years. You've known your competition for 40 years now. It travels with you everywhere you go. Conquer your self-awareness. Control your impulses. Remember to continue to attract the vibrations that you want, and don't chase anything. I love you, a DJ High Star. All right. So that's the letter to my future self. I encourage y'all all to write a letter to yourself as well. I did catch some of the Dave Chappelle. Well, the whole thing. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I do. I want to go into it next year when we start. It sounds crazy to say next year, but I want to go into it on the episode next year when we come back into the new year and stuff like that. Kind of leave this episode where it's at. Also, with I want to do that same thing with Knives Out, and also with the Murdaugh docuseries thing on Hulu. I want to do that. Now, Be Easy, he did mention he had a show for several years where they were reviewing TV shows, fire. And I think I'm gonna holler at him. I gotta get the sauce from what his structure was with that, because he used to break it down into topics where you have like the most engaging character or thing that it didn't see happening this episode, and who was the MVP of this episode, stuff like that. So I gotta get some of that from him so that some of my reviews I can have sound a little structured and everything like that. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? But yeah. All right, and I want to go ahead and go into some high star bars before we give our brotherly love and get on out of here for the week. So our high star bars is by none other than yours truly, DJ High Star. You heard? You heard? So you heard? I need y'all to listen to these high star bars this week. This is actually the second installment that I did with the Real Cyphers of Charlotte. This is back in 2022, the beginning of 2022. Whew. January of 2022. So we're about to be in January 2026. 4 years ago, y'all. Just about 4 years ago, all right? So take a look, take a listen to these high star bars. And yeah, y'all, just enjoy, enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to kick it like high as nobody. My new high is sobriety. Yeah. DJ High Star.
Born alone, die alone, bassinets to the hearses roll. I'm in that dash on a path to watch my purpose grow. Traverse the rough parts of life and accomplish certain goals. Some things hurt me so, yet they seem so purposeful. Now I'm hearing Monica, don't take it personal. He say it's gonna be this way until the curtains close. It seem like the ones that's built to last always the first to go. A trill of individual is what my verses show. It ain't always blaring loud like an ambulance. You gotta spot the signs and symbols like an ampersand. Respect that Mayotte rule just like a Panthers fan. And utilize all your tools just like a handyman. I realized going to school that came in handy, man. You still don't understand? I mastered the art of being a bachelor. Now I'm trying to be a family man. This jewel's the truth and life is fine to be choosing you. Can't lose your mind for those who don't mind losing you. It's like I kidnapped the boss, man, had to take a break. And then I hit up the boss, man, told him let's create. If we gon' be great, then we gon' be great. See, I'ma make sure my paper's straight. Just hold me down like a paperweight. I think it's safe to say.
Let us pray.
Ain't God great?
Let us pray.
Ain't God,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's just for those who forgot, you know what I'm saying? They did call me High Star Buzz at one point. My favorite line in there is, this jewel's the truth. I said, this jewel's the truth. And life is fine to be choosing you. Can't lose your mind for those who don't mind losing you. You heard? This jewel's the truth. And life don't mind choosing you. You can't lose your mind for those who don't mind losing you. You heard? So yeah, those are some fire bars. Fire bars. If I may say so myself. Again, I wanted to go ahead and move forward real quick.
Show love, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love.
I was doing this getting money.
So this week, though, let me see here. It is my dog, Ashton. It is his birthday today. So happy birthday to my bro, Ashton, man. Shout out, brother. You know? 1 year wiser, 1 year stronger, 1 year older. Be grateful. You know, God is good, man. God has blessed you, brother. So shout out. Congratulations to a couple of new frat brothers of mine. Shout out to my brother Nick, though, up here in Charlotte. Pi Phi Chapter. Tight shit. You know what I'm saying? Tight shit, man. Let me see here, man. Brotherly love, of course. Shout out to my father. Shout out to Fat Boy. Shout out to the crew, man. Old Man Q. Mix Master T, of course. Shout out to Sock. Shout out to Roscoe. Shout out to all the ladies that are listening to Mandatory Overtime as well. I want to show y'all some sisterly love. You heard? And yeah, salute. Salute to my brother B Easy as well. I appreciate the shout out, man. On the podcast, means more than you know, bro. Very encouraging to hear and everything like that. Salute to my brother DeAndre. He came and checked me out at the job. It's not like he pulled up on me at the job, but he's a driver that drives to the warehouse that I work at. And
we was able to link up, but on the way over there, he was like, yo, you doing overtime? Making a joke. So salute to you, Dre. Appreciate you. Y'all wedding pictures and the footage and stuff that came out recently looks beautiful, bruh. Definitely reminded me of that great time that we had that weekend. But yeah, salute to you as well, my brother. All right, and to close us off, though, just, you know, of course, with supreme faith that's in God, want to leave us off with a prayer that's straight from the heart. May the ego and the hubris never break us apart. And from one brother to another, if nobody ever told you before, I love you. You heard? Y'all have a good one, man. Happy New Year to everybody. Y'all stay safe. And we'll see you next time in the new year for Mandatory Overtime in 2026.
Hey, everybody. It's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Come on out, you rapist!
Mama got that bunch of crushed game. Mama got that bunch of crushed game.